The World's Fastest Drones Want to Save Lives in America, Too, by Jack Stewart in Wired on April 3rd. When I first visited Zipline 2 years ago, the startup was operating out of a pile of shipping containers in a cow-filled field on the Pacific Coast in Northern California. Now, when I round the corner on the dirt road leading to the startup's new test range, I'm met by what looks like a prototype lunar base dotted with stretched white tents and hulking containers. Tall metal trusses point into the sky, topped by spiky metal ball-shaped lightning conductors. There's also a row of Zipline parking only signs, although I haven't seen anything but cows for miles around. This is where Zipline is testing what it calls the fastest commercial delivery drone in the world. It can hit 80 miles per hour, fly 100 miles at a time, carry 3.8 pounds. And it's designed for easy assembly and repairs in the field. Impressive, but Zipline's real edge is in logistics. Where Amazon and others talk of drone delivery networks, Zipline has already built one. For the past 18 months, it has been delivering blood for transfusions to remote clinics in Rwanda. Launching from a base in the capital, Kigali, Zipline drones fly over impassable mountains and roads that turn into mud in the rainy season, easily making trips that cars and trucks can't. This is the fastest autonomous vehicle providing logistics services in the world, and it's also going to be the fastest service, says CEO Kala Renato. Airspeed doesn't matter, he says, if the distribution network can't keep up. Zipline operates the entire chain, from the medical worker sending in an order for blood to locating the right product in its distribution center, programming the flight path into a drone, and launching it. Today, we deliver about 20-25% of the national blood supply of the country outside of the capital, says Renato. That's 7,000 bags of blood over 4,000 flights. Zipline is working up a similar network in Tanzania, but now the company wants to get to work on the home front. Within the next month, the FAA is due to announce that it will allow wider-scale testing of delivery systems in American airspace. The new Unmanned Aircraft System Integration Pilot Program is designed to allow state and local governments working with private companies more leeway to run experiments over the next few years. The FAA will use what it learns from those early programs to make national rules for everyone. Under the current regime, commercial drones are limited to flights within the line of sight of an operator, below 400 feet, nowhere near an airport, over people, or at night. The FAA does grant individual waivers to those rules and is now taking a bigger step. It will soon approve at least 5 proposals for real commercial service in American airspace. Zipline hopes to be among the chosen and believes the medical service it runs in Rwanda could be vital in the U.S. too. Rural health care is a challenge in every country in the world, including the United States, says Renato. You now see much bigger and wealthier countries like the U.S. actually using Rwanda as a role model. Among the sites Zipline is eyeing for a U.S. program is a base in the northwest suburbs of Reno, with a 45-mile service radius, starting with service to 7 hospitals, but with the potential to reach 40. If Renato gets his wish, Zipline flights here would look much like they do in Rwanda. A mission begins with a request for blood sent by SMS. A single operator at the base station assembles the drone, clicking the 5-foot-long wing into place, loading a fresh battery pack, and shoving the cardboard package containing the correct blood into the belly against elastic straps that will later eject it. The whole assembly, made of expanded foam, is light enough for one person to carry. It's held together by just 3 fasteners, down from dozens in the previous generation. When it's on the catapult, which flings a drone airborne, the aircraft is autonomous, following a pre-programmed route, a few hundred feet up. Instructions are flashed into memory cards that are housed with the batteries, so can be updated while they're charging, all at one station. When the drone reaches its destination, it drops to about 100 feet and opens its belly flap, letting loose its payload and its parachute. Zipline says it can reliably place a package within a few parking spots. Then it climbs back to cruising altitude and heads home. The most visually impressive part of Zipline's new operation comes at the end, when the aircraft comes in to land. When it started the service, the company had its drones trail a long hook, which caught on a stationary line, dropping it into a big inflated cushion that resembled the base of a bouncy castle. The company ditched that setup after discovering that keeping the cushion inflated used too much power in off-grid locations. The entire operation, including refrigerators for the blood supplies, can run off battery backup for 10 to 15 hours. The new landing mechanism explains those metal trusses I spotted driving in. A 15-foot nylon cord runs between two frames, about 30 feet tall. When the plane flies over the top, a computer whips the cord up like a jump rope and catches a small hook on the tail. Enough cord unravels to decelerate the plane gently, then rapidly reels it back in before it can hit the ground, not unlike a bungee jumper. Once the drone has stopped bouncing around, the flight technicians unhook it and get it ready for the next, maybe life-saving, delivery.